Soli Deo Gloria is sponsoring an interfaith event in New York on November 21st and 23rd with the choirs of Temple Emmanuel and the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. They're going to join forces to premiere works that your organization has commissioned. What inspired that?
Well, that was inspired by our first CEO, who felt that we needed to balance the commissions of very large works for concert situations with something specifically for religious services. And so this idea came of commissioning 15 composers. We went to Lilly Foundation. They supported it with a hefty grant. And so now we've finished. We have 15 composers.
Was any attention paid to the religions of the composers?
No, really not. And that's a whole subject into itself. Obviously, the composers had to agree to doing something with this in mind. And frankly, now after I've seen all 15 pieces, I haven't seen Victoria Bond's or Paul's piece yet, but a lot of these pieces are so difficult that I'm not too sure that an average choir can do it.
Well, I can tell you that both Victoria Bond and Paul Moravec's pieces are lying right here. You're on the phone, but Scott has brought them in. Scott, you are conducting the Temple Emmanuel rehearsals performance right now.
Yeah. So Paul's piece, I Will Fear No Evil, is a cappella. And we did take some time to look at it last Friday toward the end of our regular rehearsal. And yes, it's tricky.
these are both psalms, correct? So these are both from the Old Testament.
Yes. Psalm 23 is Paul's piece, and then Victoria's is Psalm 84, How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place. And she uses a technique that I really love, and she uses both English and Hebrew. So Psalm 84 and 23 are just two of the most iconic texts from the Book of Psalms, and these were perfect choices for both houses of worship.
So they can now swing both ways.
Yes, we can.